The AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy, chance for some late-day showers, high around 64. The Racine Redevelopment Authority again being asked to extend the $4.5 million loan agreement with Iowa-based Financial District Properties on the Machinery Row project due to the April 30th deadline having come and gone, and progress in that multi-million dollar development a little slower than expected. Most recently, it has been demolition work on three buildings along the Root River, including asbestos, with plans also calling for some internal construction. Negotiations with the city on another extension for the loan continue. RDA and Common Council approval still needed. Unanimous approval for a conditional use permit last night without discussion from the Caledonia Village Board on a resolution that sets the wheels in motion to build that new 12,500-square-foot village hall and municipal campus on Chester Lane near 4 Mile and Douglas. Administrator Tom Christensen said the Plan Commission strongly supported the project.
We met with the Plan Commission and they reviewed the plans and site grading plans and over colors and everything else that we had done before so far. They agreed that it was a good use of the space and a good plan, and they recommended approval by the board, and we recommend that the board approve that plan.
The Village Board, of course, approved hiring New Berlin's Anderson Ashton to develop the design plans on that $3.5 million project. Bidding is among the next steps in the process, village officials hoping to break ground this summer on finally replacing the smaller health issue plate facility on Nicholson Road, which goes back to the 50s when Caledonia was still a town. The employees of a 65-year-old Milwaukee company were stunned to learn the business had been given to them under a stock ownership plan by the family of its founders, who wanted its legacy to continue in Milwaukee for generations to come. Paper Machinery Corporation was turned over to the 250 workers by the families of Donald Baumgartner and his son John, the announcement coming at a company-wide meeting. The company makes machines that create paperboard containers and cups. Annual revenue, more than $100 million. Racine-based Modine Manufacturing announcing a contract to produce cooling modules for Oshkosh Defense. This is for the company's light tactical vehicle contract it has with the Army and the Marine Corps.
Oshkosh Defense is under contract to deliver nearly 17,000 vehicles along with kits and services over the next 8 years. The first vehicles are expected to be delivered in October. Four Modine plants in North America will work together to produce the cooling systems. In a statement, Modine Executive Vice President and COO Tom Mary said the collaboration among multiple Modine groups to deliver these cooling components to Oshkosh Defense showcases Modine's significant engineering and manufacturing capabilities. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And a longtime political science professor at Marquette University suing the school. John McAdams claims he was illegally suspended after criticizing a graduate student teaching assistant on his blog in 2014, accusing the TA of refusing to let a student discuss in class why he opposes same-sex marriage. A Racine couple facing charges on the physical abuse of a child. That after an 8-year-old boy told school officials his father had hit him with a belt after he had been sent home from school for misbehaving. 37-year-old Courtney Taylor accused of striking the boy with a belt as punishment. Taylor allegedly telling investigators other forms of punishment, like taking away the child's toys, had not worked, and he had received similar discipline as a youngster. 38-year-old Jessimar Garcia also accused of holding the child's hands against a wall during the incident. Preliminary hearings for both are scheduled May the 18th. A couple from Florida facing drug charges in Racine County in court. 33-year-old Chase Bedard, 29-year-old Brittany Smith, accused of possessing narcotic drugs, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia, plus conspiracy to manufacture meth. Court documents had the couple staying at Bedard's parents' home in Mount Pleasant, where police were told a pane of glass was missing from a basement window. Officers checked the home, saw items indicating drug use, and when one homeowner learned of the finding, she asked that the couple be removed. A few days later, police discovered the couple living in a tent on Village Center Drive. They also allegedly found some more evidence of drug use and the manufacturing of meth. Both Bedard and Smith scheduled to be back in court next week. That Buffalo Grove, Illinois woman still fighting for her life after she was shot in the neck while driving home with her family from the Dells. Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney expressing condolences to the family of Tracy Czechkowski and her family.
You know, as this victim struggles and that family struggles, our thoughts and prayers are with them.
The mother of the two wounded Sunday while riding with the family on I-90-94 near Lake Delton. The man suspected in the shooting, eventually shot by law enforcement, taken into custody, also wanted reference to the shooting death of a neighbor in West Allis. The Racine County Government Services Committee is meeting this evening at the Isgrove office complex. That agenda includes County Clerk Sam Christensen presenting information about possibly establishing a jury donation program. Pleasant Prairie police say a scissor lift struck a forklift inside of Central Storage and Warehouse at 7895th Street Monday afternoon. It sent a worker 20 feet to the ground. That unnamed employee was conscious and breathing when paramedics arrived, though suffering from an apparent head injury. That's what led to a flight for life trip up to Frederick Hospital. The incident to be investigated by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. John Antaramian presiding over his first Kenosha City Council meeting last night since being elected the mayor last month. Even though he had sat in that very same chair just over 8 years ago, he said he was a little bit rusty. He admitted it. The mayor telling the council at the end of the meeting he's looking forward to the year ahead.
It is a pleasure to be back and working with all of you. I look forward to a very, very good term coming forward and getting a lot of things done and working together to do so.
The council deferring a vote on a proposal to move back the end of alternate side parking by a month to the end of February, along with the acceptance of the work on the Washington Park Velodrome. That's so the contractor can finish up some of the miscellaneous work on the bike track, which is scheduled to reopen later this month with a ribbon-cutting ceremony on the 14th. State Democratic lawmakers, they want a status report on which businesses have outsourced jobs after getting loans from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca from Kenosha serves on the group's board of directors, says it's been more than a year since Governor Walker and the board directed WEDC staff to track such cases.
It's an important issue. It was so important that we spent a considerable amount of time on this issue in order to construct a policy that we thought would be effective. In fact, I was the one that made the motion, and the governor, to his credit, did support that.
Barca and State Senator Julie Lassa both requesting a report on the affected businesses for the July WEDC board meeting. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers and actress girlfriend Olivia Munn have added a new puppy to their nest, and the dog's name is Frank, joining a two-year-old spaniel named Chance. Both canines have their own Instagram account, take note. Frankie will have to catch up with Chance, though. Chance has nearly 25,000 followers. Budget year 2015-16, less than 2 months from being completed in the Racine Unified School District. Board of Education's expected to vote on some modifications that'll reflect the actual spending and financial standing to this point, rather than the budget that had to be adopted last fall with speculative numbers instead of the actual figures. There was a work session last night during which Chief Financial Officer Mark Duff talked about a dozen primary budget adjustments that total over $5.2 million.
We saved health insurance costs of about $1.2 million. We did have some salary savings. Also, because of lower gas costs, diesel costs, our pupil transportation was much lower, saved about $800,000 there. Some of the work done with the curriculum instruction department, they saved $200,000 on textbook replacement costs because of a new initiative they did to better manage those resources.
The board will be voting on those budget modifications later this month. One-time chairman of the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission, Mike Perk, has been named to the Community Development Authority in the Village of Caledonia. He was on the Mount Pleasant Planning Group for several years until the election of former village president Jerry Garski. In a survey of the best cities in which to start up a business, Madison ranks number 13 and Milwaukee is 39th. WalletHub rating the cities based on criteria like accessible financing, labor costs, least expensive office space, educated workforce, and the highest average growth of small businesses. Hulu planning to offer live network and cable TV channels next year. The streaming service already competes with Netflix and Amazon Video, but adding live channels would put it in competition with Dish Network's Sling TV and Sony's PlayStation View services. Oh, and supermodel Kate Upton and Tigers pitcher Justin Verlander, they're now engaged after having been dating for several years. Love and Charity Mission and Shelter at 1031 Douglas Avenue in Racine needs some help with their utility bill. It totals about $14,000. And to try and tackle that, a fundraiser is going to be held over a 5-day period beginning tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the site. It's been organized by Terrell Davis of the North-South Outreach Community Group with help from Antonio Ware. The two indicate the fundraiser will include the sale of taco dinners both Wednesday and Thursday and chicken or fish offerings Friday through Sunday. You can dine in or take out. Love and Charity has been around for decades, run by Louise Hunter. She's helped so many people over the years, her operation now needing a little help of its own. WEC Energy Group, the Milwaukee-based utility holding company, reports net income of $346.2 million. That compares to the $195.8 million in last year's quarter. Acquisition of Integrys Energy Group and the Green Bay Electric Utility led to that 77% earnings boost. Earnings per share $1.09 versus $0.86 last year. The Burlington Common Council's Committee of the Whole agenda for tonight includes consideration of a resolution for a Memorandum of Understanding with Racine County for shared services at City Hall, a proposed agreement with Ayers Associates for the planning and design services on the community pool project, and a resolution to award the contract to Northway Fencing at almost $47,000, that for the bike path fencing project. All three resolutions scheduled for May 17th Burlington Council votes. A new trustee to be sworn in tonight when the Village of Sturtevant Board gets together. Village President Steve Jansen appointing Racine Fire Department Captain Mark Villopando to fill the unexpired term of Chris Larson. He suddenly resigned in early January. And former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley's been around politics a long time, says he's now doing something he never thought he would do. In an interview with the University of Wisconsin's The Daily Cardinal newspaper, O'Malley calls GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump a fascist, noting Trump's explicit words and half-baked positions, in his words, earn him that label. O'Malley says Trump's immigration policies, quote, demean our great nation and threaten everything our country is about, unquote. Our AccuWeather forecast, coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.